pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much for listening on this Friday morning. Still to come on the program, State Senator Chris Elliott will be with us here in about a half hour, so please stick around for that. Get caught up on what's going on in the State House up in Montgomery. Speaking of what's going on in Montgomery, a gentleman that knows the scene all too well, joining us now, Alabama Secretary of Labor, Fitzgerald Washington, on the line. Secretary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm surviving, as they say, but no complaints. Let's kind of get into it here. A lot of news on this front here. I guess kind of an overall view of where the labor market is, and you hear these stories, at least nationally, that there's not enough workers and there's staffing problems, certainly at some of the more service industry level jobs. There's problems there. There's labor shortages. Are you finding that to be a widespread thing within the confines of Alabama?
Yes, absolutely. Over the last several months, we've been hearing from more and more businesses who can't find workers to fill available jobs. All you have to do is ride around the state and see all the now hiring signs. So, yes, we know that jobs are out there. And so we have to do whatever we can do to raise the awareness with job seekers to let them know these jobs are available.
Well, is it a matter of awareness, or do we really have a problem with federal benefits, discouraging people from taking these jobs? Is that something you see that's just becoming a problem in the marketplace?
Yeah, we've heard that concern from a lot of employers over the last few months regarding the federal programs. And for some feel like the federal programs discourages workers that are on unemployment to get back into the workforce. It is true that the majority of the sectors in the state of Alabama, they've rebounded really nicely in the last 14 months during the pandemic, but there are a couple of sectors that are still struggling to find key workers. And those areas are leisure and hospitality, which includes restaurants.
And that seems to be, is that something, would it be appropriate to look at doing something? I guess the governor's announced it. She's going to, I guess, roll back some of that federal assistance in June, and we'll see how that goes. But, what do you think the proper response to that would be? Is it more, as you say, an awareness thing, or do you have to figure out a way to maybe incentivize working more?
Well, on Monday, Governor Kay Ivey did announce that Alabama would opt out of its participation in the federally funded pandemic unemployment compensation programs. And there's four programs that make up those federal benefits. One program is called the Federal Pandemic Unemployment Compensation Program, which provides an additional $300 weekly payment to recipients of unemployment compensation. The second program is the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, which provides benefits for those who would not usually qualify, such as self-employed, gig economy workers, and part-time workers. The third program is the Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program, which provides an additional extension of benefits once regular benefits have been exhausted. And then the final program is called the Mixed Earner Unemployment Compensation Program, which provides an additional $100 benefit to certain people with mixed incomes. And so it was announced by Governor Kay Ivey that we would be opting out of those programs. And I certainly applaud the governor for being the fourth governor out of 16 states to make this decision. Again, this decision was made in an effort to speed up economic recovery and get more Alabamians back to work.
So you see this is going to ultimately have a positive impact on some of these labor shortages then?
Yeah, I feel so. If you look at the unemployment rate right now, the March unemployment rate for the state is at 3.8%. It's only 1.1% higher than it was the month before the pandemic hit. And so if we can get more people, encourage more people to get back in the workforce, I really feel like Alabama will put itself back into a place where we were before the pandemic started.
Well, do you see this the wage component of this equation? Are wages, I guess, when you look at them, where they ought to be given the circumstances of the economy? The employers are having to do some extraordinary things, I think, to get people to come to work. In some places, they're having to offer. Looks like we just lost Secretary Fitzgerald there, but Fitzgerald Washington, the Secretary Washington there. But so I was going to ask him. It looks like these employers have to offer these big time salaries to get people to come to work, and getting them to come to work, and you know, normally they would not have to pay quite as much. So you incentivize that. But here's the problem. If you go for a job that typically pays, let's say, $8, $9, $10 an hour, and then you start offering a lot more, you start offering $15 an hour, then when things get back to normal, do you run the risk of this? Do you run the risk of being able to roll back those wages? Does that become an issue? And you know, it's a lot harder to give something than to take away something. I think we got Secretary Washington back on the line here. Let's try to explain here that a lot of these businesses are having to pay a lot more to get people to come to work. But if things get back to normal, rolling those back becomes problematic. So in the meantime, maybe you're seeing some businesses not pay more on the bottom line and just weathering this storm and not hiring or whatever. They're keeping their wages where they are. And by extension, that adds to the problem, if you see what I'm saying, because it's a lot easier to give something now, but later on take it away becomes much more difficult.
Yeah, we've seen where some employers have increased their wages in a way to attract more workers back into the workforce, and I think that's good for everybody involved.
Yeah, and that is those, and maybe those stick around a little longer, and that's a better for the bottom line. But that's my, you know, you're looking at all these problems in the job market and trying to figure out what the right approach is. That seems to be, you know, one of the things businesses are having to make a cost-benefit analysis on.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and what's encouraging is that overall job ads are up nearly 40% over the year. And also job ads in the leisure hospitality industry is up almost 73%. And so that's a clear indication that there are available jobs out there to be had.
Well, and but for the most part, kind of more broad picture speaking, Secretary, the labor market in Alabama looks like it is exceeding what the national standard is. That we were one of the quicker ones to get back on our feet here in Alabama than a lot of places around the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're really encouraged at how our economy is really turning in the right direction. As mentioned, our state unemployment rate for March is at 3.8%. compared to the national rate, which is 6.1%. And in fact, Alabama has the lowest unemployment rate for two consecutive months, more than its neighboring southeastern states.
What do you attribute that to?
I do attribute that to Governor Ives and our administration. I think she has a really good, strong plan in terms of rallying everybody together and having everybody like sing off of one accord in terms of what the opportunities are for people to ramp up our economy.
And looking at, you know, before the pandemic set in, we'd always have these discussions. A lot of businesses coming to Alabama, a lot of these big manufacturing centers relocating to the state, or they were moving, you know, and we obviously saw the proliferation of the auto industry over the last 20, 30 years here in Alabama. But the problem always was, well, getting qualified workers, getting the local workforce in place and geared up and able to fill these jobs, which I assume once the economy gets rolling and once like a Mazda, Toyota up in North Alabama gets in gear, that those are still going to be places that's still going to be a concern for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, despite what this state has gone through in the last 14 months dealing with the pandemic, it's really encouraging that Alabama continues to recruit new industry into the state We also talk about expansion of existing companies. And so there are jobs out there, and we're excited that we're experiencing this, these expansions and this new recruitment coming in the state. And that's really is going to help propel us with true economic recovery.
Do you find this to be the case, though, in part of this business recruitment effort? It's really getting the labor force. It's showing that, you know, there's obviously the quality of life component and what the locality has to offer. But when I guess the companies come, they want to see, well, you have workers to staff my plant. You have workers to staff my businesses and all the associated businesses with it. That you have to make a presentation. You have to show that, indeed, that this is something that's headed in the right and the proper direction.
You know, since the 2008 recession, Alabama really has recovered really, really well. If you look at the last 10, 12 years, our economic growth spurt has really hit an apex up until when the pandemic hit in March of 2020. So we've had a temporary setback, but again, I'm pleased with how Alabama has really turned the corner in terms of getting itself back to the way it was at positive growth that it experienced prior to the pandemic.
Well, let me ask you this, getting back to the whole COVID experience, and we talk about this every time you come on, but you guys are really overwhelmed when the pandemic first set in and when we saw the lines and all the media reporting. But it looks like hearing less about that you've been able to catch up and put systems in place to where you wouldn't be necessarily be overwhelmed again. Do you find that you've learned a lot as from this experience?
Yeah, I mean, we have. If you look at the fact that year to date, there's been over 1 million initial claims filed since March a year ago in Alabama, and through the Alabama Department of Labor, we paid out nearly $5 billion in benefits. And again, that's more benefits than our agencies paid out in the last 12 months versus the last 11 years combined. And so there was a lot of lessons learned, and every state is having to deal with this because the funding mechanism that supports our agency wasn't set up for anything like this. But I'm so proud of our staff with the way that they responded to these enormous demands, and we work and meet on a regular basis to see how we can continue to improve the processes.
Was it just a technological struggle, or was it, you know, you just don't have the IT infrastructure for such a mass amount of claims? I mean, where did you see the hiccups during that experience?
Well, the funding mechanism that funds our unemployment compensation program, it really works in 2 years in arrears. And so our budget is all predicated on what we looked like a year or 2 years ago. So, and it's also based on the number of claims that have been filed. And so the economy was moving in the right direction, so there were fewer claims filed. Thus, our budget was all predicated on that. Then all of a sudden, the tsunami or the pandemic hit us in March. And so we were working on a budget based on how things were going so positively in the past.
Hey, Secretary, we're up against a break here, but folks want to find out more from your agency. If they're looking for jobs, if they're job seekers, are their employers looking for workers, or anything that you have to offer, where can they go and look?
I suggest that they go to our website, which is labor.alabama.gov. There you'll find a lot of different resources, a lot of available opportunities for people that are looking for work. We also manage 53 career centers, and so your listeners can reach out to one of our local career centers and look at services like resume preparedness, interviewing skills, just to name two, to get you not only back into a job, but a very successful career.
Secretary Washington, we always appreciate your time, and hopefully we could do this again very soon.
All right. Thank you for having me, Jeff.
Thank you. That was Alabama Secretary of Labor Fitzgerald Washington. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. When the dealing's done.
Every gambler knows that the secret.